So a person who's traveling, one of the questions comes up is the halachas of what does he mechivah do in order to reach the tefillah b'tzibur? A person who's traveling and he's along the way, what does he have to do to be able to make, to assure that he davens with the minyan? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tzadi, in Sif Tezai, and a person who's traveling and he gets to a city and he wants to stay there overnight, he wants to spend the night there. If we continue traveling for another 72 minutes, and he reached the next town, there'd be a minyan which would daven basari, he's mechuyiv, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is tzarich, he has to continue. Tzarich le'elik shom, he has to continue going on, even if he wants to stop. In the case of the, we're talking about actually walking, he'd have to walk for another 72 minutes further in order to get be able to daven tefillah b'tzibur. If there's a minyan behind him, he passed the minyan, he realized he got to the city, he realized if he can go back, he would catch a minyan, or to the sides, he would catch a minyan. And that distance will be the distance of 18 minutes worth of traveling. So then he's also mechuyev to do that. So a person is mechuyev to go forward another hour and hour plus, or backwards about 20 minutes, in order to get the mitzvah, the mile of tefillah b'tzibur. This is where the place of the Shulchan Aruch stresses the importance of tefillah b'tzibur. He mentioned it earlier. His language is yishtadol. Here the language is yitzorach. The way it's Gemara and Psachim and Daf and Bava and Aleph. The way Rashi learns the Gemara and Tosis learns like that, the Shulchan Aruch passes the law, a person is mechuyev to do this. Mishabur points out, therefore, obviously, if a person was living in the city and he could travel 18 minutes to get a tefillah b'tzibur as opposed to davening tefillah b'yechidus, he's mechuyev to do that. So this here's where the Shulchan Aruch is stressing very strongly the law of davening tefillah b'tzibur. Mishabur points out that this is not for the purpose of saying kedusha or kaddish. He davened tefillah b'tzibur already, or he davened already for whatever reason. He's not mechuyev to go to catch kedusha or kaddish. But to daven tefillah b'tzibur, that you should daven together with a minyan, and your tefillahs will be answered by Kodesh Baruch Hu Be'ezras Hashem, because you daven with a minyan, which has that mila, a person is mechuyev to do that. So, obviously that means that if a person's in a shul, let's say, and the minyan hasn't come yet, and he wants to leave, but if he waits some period of time, the minyan will come, still on the travel, he just has to wait the time. So how much time does he have to wait? So some person say, if you realize you travel back 18 minutes, you have to travel back 18 minutes, you have to travel forward 18 minutes. So you're traveling 36 minutes in order to get this tefillah b'tzibur. So if you're there in the shul already, you have to wait 36 minutes. If you wait another half an hour plus, there'll be another minyan, which will... The early minyan didn't pan out. They didn't show up with 10 people. But if you wait for the next minyan, there'll be a minyan. You could daven tefillah b'tzibur, and you'd be mechuyev to wait for the next minyan to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Obviously, if a person's in the minyan itself, he has a chiyuv to try and make do as much as he can to daven together with the tzibur. Daven with the tzibur means that you should start Shemoneh Esrei together at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei together with the tzibur, 10 people together starting Shemoneh Esrei. That's called tefillah b'tzibur, and that's the most important reason why we get together to daven. It's not the kedusha or the kaddish; it's to daven together with the minyan, which is, makes a person a chiyuv that a person should come early enough. He should be able to daven and be maskil together with the tzibur, the tefillah. That's the most important reason why we get together, is not to say Kaddish or Kedusha, but to be able to have the schus of davening tefillah b'tzibur. Just want to point out that there is going to be an assembly in Rabbi Lyman's Shirim at 11 this morning, and everybody should have a good morning.